You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Pilgrim through this barren land. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Thy proper hand. I'm weak.
Well,
oh, I'm so weak, I'm so weak. Oh,
oh.
Ah. Ah. palm of your hand. With your powerful. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Oh, bread of heaven.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Oh, yeah. Until I'm full and I don't want no more.
Fix it!
would be flopping and flying all around the church like Spider-Man and Superman. They'd be full of that Holy Ghost. It'd just jump all over them. Regular after a while, they start shaking. Well, one day I was sitting up there looking at people shouting, and that thing pulled around and it jumped on me.
Something got a hold of me.
This is for y'all that wanna march. I'm gonna march. Oh, marching. Marching. He can play. I done taught him how to get on the piano, dog. Get on the piano. Let me hear you. Louder. Higher. 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 Lower. Lower. Low. How low can you go? Get low, get low. Get low, get low. Get low, get low. Get high, get high. Martin, 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 Martin.
Hey, 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 I hope y'all enjoying the music. This is your girl, B-Ray, holding it down for the short Shine Lord Radio right here on We Talk Radio Network. Today's topic is going to be something that I heard on Instagram from a pastor. But first, before we get to that, waiting on a few more people to get mic'd up. But we will hear some more music and then come back with the topic of the day. So thank you all for tuning in. And hey, enjoy the music right here on Shine Lord Radio.
There was a family on their way down south, and they had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way, and they were driving on a dirt road. Storm came. The lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile. Ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and the white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" They said, "Ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor." They walked in, and daughter got on the phone, and the phone kept ringing, and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, "I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his round." Somebody say yes here. Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room. And the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road, and she walked up to it and just opened up the screen door, and she peeped in and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, said, "Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, John, let me come in. She walked in and she looked at that white lady. She said, ma'am, do you have a closet? She said, ma'am, do you have a closet? The white lady looked at her and said, if you want to use the phone, you can use the phone. She said, no, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to the closet. Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet and she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
Joy in the room, Jesus.
wanted America to know that there was an old lady in Statesboro, Georgia, that knew what it was to have Jesus to come in a room. Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Shine Lord Radio. This your girl, Be Ray, holding it down. And we're going to jump right into our topic. Here is a snippet of what it's going to be. It's Pastor YPJ on Instagram, so you can go back and look at his all of his stories or whatever. And here's the clip right here.
This morning, God told me to tell his people to divorce the idea that they serve a tyrant, that the God we serve is always sitting with a lightning bolt waiting to rotisserie the world. That's Zeus. That's a mythological character. The God we serve is Jehovah. He's a good God. He is a righteous judge and a God of correction. But in this, his mercy is revealed, and he loves his people. Those that will receive him as their God, he loves them, takes care of them, and provides for them. He does not want you to be victim to the plots of the adversary. He doesn't want to hurt you. The enemy wants to hurt you. God wants to help you when you put your trust in him. So the Lord says, I need you to divorce the idea so that you can embrace the I am. The reason why many of you are not experiencing the totality of God is because you're holding on to an idea of who God is. But he says the moment you divorce the idea, you can embrace the I am. I am your provider. I am your deliverer. I am your very present help in a time of trouble. We're in challenging times where you even see demonic plots and ploys about population control. And a lot of you are afraid. You're saying, well, they're saying there's not enough in the earth for us all, and that's why they've got to get rid of some of the earth. Do you know how demonic that is? First and foremost, the earth is full of abundance. The issue is there's a small elite group of people that are holding the greater majority of the wealth. Listen to me. Provision is not the issue. Distribution is the issue. They're holding it. What they're saying is there's not enough because we're not going to give you ours. So in order for us to maintain what we have, the mass of wealth, and let the world live off 5% of it, we're going to have to get rid of some of y'all. That's a plot from the enemy. God didn't tell us to control the population. God said, be fruitful and multiply. You got to put your trust in God. There's all kinds of things that are happening, sickness and disease, challenges that are rising up. And every single day, the information is changing. A lot of you have been throwing this statement out there. I'm going to follow the science. I'm going to follow the science. Well, we're supposed to respect science because God created science. People try to use science to discredit God, but you can't even talk about science without talking about God because our God is the creator of science. The issue is he did not tell us to follow the science. He told us to trust in him, meaning you respect scientific law. Gravity is a scientific law. Whatever goes up must come down. If I step off of a cliff, I'm going to the bottom. I respect that. So I don't tempt God in doing silly things. However, the Bible also lets us know that man worships the creation more than the creator, meaning that they trust science more than they trust the God that created it. The Lord is saying, I want you to respect science, but you have to be cautious because much of what we see in science is scientific theory, which means that it is not fully established as an absolute law. So it changes every week. Even as we observe the CDC and all the various things that they've been trying to figure out with this whole pandemic, they change every week. One minute the surface is dangerous, the next minute they're saying it might not be. One minute they're saying you should use gloves, the next minute they're saying no, it's cross-contamination, you may not need to use it. So that means that their scientific theories are adjusting, which is why you can't follow it. You respect it. But you've got to put your trust in God. The Lord says, don't worry about the plots, the ploys. Remove the idea, divorce the idea of who you think I am so that you can embrace the I am. I need you to see God in his totality. God loves you. And he's not blessing you because you're worthy. He's blessing you because you're breathing. What do you mean? If I'm breathing, I am qualified to be a praiser. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. As I praise him, he begins to bless me, not because I'm good, but because he's good. Because I have learned something, y'all. God is nothing but good, even when we're good for nothing. So I'm on here today to encourage you with all of the theories around you, with all of the conspiracies around you, with all of the trouble that you see. I want you to trust that God loves you. Divorce yourself from the idea that God wants to condemn you. And I need you to embrace the I am who wants to deliver you. Have a great day today.
All right, all right. What you think about that? That was some powerful words. Erase the idea and embrace the I am. Big Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. What did you think about
that
little clip there?
That clip makes me want to watch the whole entire thing. It was very powerful and very truthful. Now, I don't know as far as to divorce any part of God. I'm not going to say that. But I understand exactly what he's saying. And he's right. God is not out to get us. God is not the enemy. He is not the big bad wolf in the story. We have an adversary who is the devil. We have an enemy who is the devil, and it is not God. Even though God will allow things to happen in our life, and we can feel like at times we don't see him, we don't hear him, or we don't feel him, it doesn't mean that he's not there. But again, that was a very powerful message. It was right on point. That's what we need in this time. We need to be able to trust in what God says, to be able to trust in his word completely and not rely on man. If man constantly lets us down, we can't even rely on the supposedly facts that they give us. Then the only person or the only thing that we can, the only being we can trust in is God. The Bible says, let God be the truth and every man be a lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I heard that message, it was like, wow. You know, to break it down in layman's terms, you really can't trust man. You really can't trust science, because every day those things are changing. God gave man the power to do the science, but the knowledge to do the science. Let me rephrase it. God gave man the knowledge to do the science, to perform the science, and to give you information, to lay information to and from people. But
be right.
Be right. Yeah.
We don't have to go into a conversation about that alone. The book of Enoch talks about how the fallen angels was the ones who taught men science, the signs of the stars. And so It's really interesting when you talk about science, especially you. I got to encourage you to read the book of Enoch. I've got to encourage you, because again, it is a very deep book, and it will explain some things that we might not have even thought about. We, for years, have heard scientists try to discredit God with the whole Big Bang theory and everything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, with who do you trust?
I trust God. Me personally, I trust God. I don't trust nothing the man, woman, boy, or girl really say. If it's not in the Bible, I really don't trust it. That's just me personally. But, you know, as for just the conversation piece, you know, just relaying what his message was, is trying to get people to understand that God has the ultimate say-so in everything that's going on.
In everything.
And so, you know, to me, what I got out of it was, don't trust science, don't trust the people, trust God, and it will be okay. whether it be okay means death, you know, someone in your family dying because of the virus, because of what's going on, it is okay. That person is in a better place, you know. It's, to me, that was a motivational pep talk, real talk.
It
really, that's what it sounded
it
like
was.
To me. And
it
so
was.
That's why
it
I decided, yeah. Go
that
ahead.
That was a definitely needed. It was definitely a needed piece that needed to be heard, because someone does need to hear that, regardless to what anything is happening in your life, regardless to what situation is going on, you have to put your trust in God.
Right.
Ultimately, I mean, we had to trust on God before Corona.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be a stopping now.
Yep.
We still have to trust God in all, in everything. A lot of times we don't understand why things happen, but God knows why it happens. And sometimes things happen just to get our attention.
Yep.
A lot of things have happened because of the corona. A lot of changes have happened because of the corona. And a lot of people now are in a situation where their eyes have been opened. Many are not, and many will continue to walk around as if it's nothing, or as if God don't exist. But this has been a time when everybody had to call on God.
Right. God had to push the reset button.
He had to. So that we can be the nation that God called us to be, the forefounders. And I don't really like to talk a lot about the forefounders, but forefounders of this country started it as one nation under God. And we have pushed God so far to the back burner to where we became a nation of many gods.
Yep.
And so God had to get our attention. He had to get our attention and to let the world know that he is still in control, whether he caused it or whether he allowed it. We still don't know for facts if it's man-made or if it's natural. There are so many questions that we don't have the answers to, and we may never get the answers to. So the one answer that remains the same is trusting God.
And I kind of make this analogy when I spoke with someone else. When God did the flood for 40 days and 40 nights, I say this is pretty much the same thing that he's doing to try to wipe out all the corrupt and keep the good and make people aware of God and make him, you know, make them believe that he is the only one that can make anything and everything possible. I thought of it like that because this person that I was talking to, like, really don't believe in God. They don't believe that he created heaven and earth. They just pretty much, to me, I would say atheists, but they not. But, you know, when you have conversations with people like that, you have to try to stand your ground. And my ground is God does everything for a reason. So maybe this shutdown, the whole world shut down, that's God hitting that reset button and saying, you know what, I'm tired of y'all. Y'all are doing wrong. I've already sent Jesus down to save you once. I'm not going to send him back down. I'm going to do something myself. And I'm going to shut it down. And those that survive, well, you know, will truly believe in me. That was my quote to this person.
Analogy. That is a way to look at it. I mean, only God knows. But it's all a way of getting our attention so that we can call on a higher power. We mm-hmm. can't do it.
Yeah.
And the minute that we accept that God is who God say he is, and then we do our part, God will do his part.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. We got to do our part. He promises to do his part. So when we turn from our evil ways, when we seek God's face, when we ask for forgiveness and truly repent, then the land will be healed. So we have to do our part. God always does his part.
Yep. But we got to take a couple of steps toward him in order for it to work.
It's amazing. You have people that don't believe in God. And it's amazing to me because one of the things is they can't see God, and yet they believe in error.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see it, but yet you know it's there.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just amazing. It's just amazing. We just got to trust God in all through it all. That's all I got for you, B-Ray. That's all I got for you. That is an amazing clip. I want to hear the whole thing in its entirety. Because that is a real good word that needs to be heard. Because through it all, that's all we got is God and our trust in him to protect us, to get us through it.
Right. I'm going to bring Kia D in. How you doing, Kia D? And T. Smiley, how y'all doing?
What's up, what's up? I'm blessed and highly favored. How y'all doing?
We blessed.
Oh, we good.
Yeah, T. Smiley is, he's handling some business right now, but he'll be done here in just a few minutes. I got the opportunity to talk to Maggie Jean tonight. She wanted me to also let y'all know hello, and she'll be back on the show. She's been working, so she'll be back on the show one day this week. So her schedule is going to let up.
That will be Wednesday because we're off Monday and Tuesday. So
you know what? I'm glad you said that because clearly I need to call her back and remind her we are off on Monday and Tuesday. I am so sorry about that.
This all good. I had to put that out there because I thought I was going to be off tonight. But I was like, well, since one show went on, let me go on to do this one. But anywho,
we were
just discussing a clip that came from Pastor P, JYP, I'm sorry, from Instagram, and I will send you guys the link, but he was pretty much saying, put your trust in God, like, get rid of the idea and get with the I am. Mm. Is that right, Big Joe? Did I phrase that right?
That's right. He was saying get rid of the idea of what you think or who you think God is, and learn the I am of who God is. He was saying that a lot of times we think of God as in the Zeus mentality of God is out to get us with a lightning bolt. And the truth is that God loves us. So he was saying we need to divorce the idea of who we think God is and embrace the I am of God.
And I think I'm going to play it one more time, you know, just because it's people that really need to hear that. And if they didn't catch it at the top of the show, I'm going to play it one more time before we close out because we are just about done.
T. Smiley wanted to also say what's up to everybody on the show real quick. What's up, T. T. Smiley's in the building.
What up? How you doing?
What's up? I told y'all, I said, look, I don't know if I can get through it, but I'm finna try it. But yeah, so like I say, this was a real good 4 minute clip, real talk, really 4 minute clip. Pastor YPJ, he could be found on Instagram under that name, at Pastor YPJ. And you can see all his little clips that he have on there. And this was shared to me by someone, I think somebody in my family, and I just said, you know what, people need to hear this, so let's put it on the radio. And that's what I did. And pretty much we was, like I say, we're just talking about, you know, what we think God is and what we should know God is. You know, the idea of God versus the I am, like who he really is. And that's what the clip was saying. So with that being said, we're like, time to go. And I would ask one of you guys to pray us out, and I'll play that clip. Well, let me play the clip again first and then pray us out. Okay? Here we go.
You got it.
This morning, God told me to tell his people to divorce the idea that they serve a tyrant, that the God we serve is always sitting with a lightning bolt waiting to rotisserie the world. That's Zeus. That's a mythological character. The God we serve is Jehovah. He's a good God. He is a righteous judge and a God of correction. But in this, his mercy is revealed, and he loves his people. Those that will receive him as their God, he loves them, takes care of them, and provides for them. He does not want you to be victim to the plots of the adversary. He doesn't want to hurt you. The enemy wants to hurt you. God wants to help you when you put your trust in him. So the Lord says, I need you to divorce the idea so that you can embrace the I am. The reason why many of you are not experiencing the totality of God is because you're holding on to an idea of who God is. But he says, the moment you divorce the idea, you can embrace the I am. I am your provider. I am your deliverer. I am your very present help in a time of trouble. We're in challenging times where you even see demonic plots and ploys about population control. And a lot of you are afraid. You're saying, well, they're saying there's not enough in the earth for us all. And that's why they've got to get rid of some of the earth. Do you know how demonic that is? First and foremost, the earth is full of abundance. The issue is there's a small elite group of people that are holding the greater majority of the wealth. Listen to me. Provision is not the issue. Distribution is the issue. They're holding it. What they're saying is there's not enough because we're not going to give you ours. So in order for us to maintain what we have, the mass of wealth, and let the world live off 5% of it, we're going to have to get rid of some of y'all. That's a plot from the enemy. God didn't tell us to control the population. God said, be fruitful and multiply. You got to put your trust in God. There's all kinds of things that are happening, sickness and disease, challenges that are rising up. And every single day, the information is changing. A lot of you have been throwing this statement out there. I'm going to follow the science. I'm going to follow the science. Well, we're supposed to respect science because God created science. People try to use science to discredit God, but you can't even talk about science without talking about God because our God is the creator of science. The issue is he did not tell us to follow the science. He told us to trust in him, meaning you respect scientific law. Gravity is a scientific law. Whatever goes up must come down. If I step off of a cliff, I'm going to the bottom. I respect that. So I don't tempt God in doing silly things. However, the Bible also lets us know that man worships the creation more than the creator, meaning that they trust science more than they trust the God that created it. The Lord is saying, I want you to respect science, but you have to be cautious because much of what we see in science is scientific theory, which means that it is not fully established as an absolute law. So it changes every week. Even as we observe the CDC and all the various things that they've been trying to figure out with this whole pandemic, they change every week. One minute the surface is dangerous, the next minute they're saying it might not be. One minute they're saying you should use gloves, the next minute they're saying no, it's cross-contamination, you may not need to use it. So that means that their scientific theories are adjusting, which is why you can't follow it. You respect it. But you've got to put your trust in God. The Lord says, don't worry about the plots, the ploys. Remove the idea, divorce the idea of who you think I am so that you can embrace the I am. I need you to see God in his totality. God loves you. And he's not blessing you because you're worthy. He's blessing you because you're breathing. What do you mean? If I'm breathing, I am qualified to be a praiser. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. As I praise him, he begins to bless me, not because I'm good, but because he's good. Because I have learned something, y'all. God is nothing but good, even when we're good for nothing. So I'm on here today to encourage you with all of the theories around you, with all of the conspiracies around you, with all of the trouble that you see. I want you to trust that God loves you. Divorce yourself from the idea that God wants to condemn you. And I need you to embrace the I am who wants to deliver you. Have a great day today.
So that was the message for today.
Powerful. Very powerful. Thank you for replaying that. Very powerful. Thank you for replaying that. Real talk.
All right, so we reached that little bitty point called 5 minutes. Yeah, so let's pray us out, and we'll play a song. And you all have a blessed remainder of the day, a safe holiday tomorrow, and say a blessed week. And thank you for tuning in to the Shine Lord Radio.
All right, Dad. Big Joe going to pray us out? Oh, you want me to do it?
It don't matter. First one, go.
Go ahead, Big Joe.
I was going to let you pray us out this time.
I'm going to say Big Joe said he's driving, so he didn't want to close his eyes and drive. I don't want him doing it either.
God will take the wheel. I believe that.
See, I was going to say,
I know he will. But.
We serve before miracles and blessings. You covered. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Father God, everybody bow your heads. Father God, we thank you for just this amazing day, just the opportunity to breathe, because as the young man said in that incredible message, if we are here breathing, we are certified to pray and praise. So we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to pray and to praise, Father God. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus, that you've given us the ability, the mindset, Father God, the opportunity right now, Father God, and we're not going to squander it away, Father God. We're going to take this moment to thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength, for the ability to know you, Father God, for the ability to love you with an open heart and an open mind, Father God. We know things aren't going to be perfect. We know things around us right now we can't quite understand, but we, Father God, we pray that you will give us peace within our hearts and within our minds, and give us a mind to understand, so that we won't be confused, Father God, because we know confusion is not of you. You are not the author of confusion. We know that is nothing but the devil. So we rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus, and we pray that he will be removed from the minds and the homes and the thoughts of everybody on this earth, not just everybody who's tuned in tonight. We cover the entire earth right now in the name of Jesus. We love you. We thank you. We thank you for this incredible show, the Shine Lord Radio Show, for the host, the producer, Father God, for everyone who tunes in, for everyone who's here, for everyone who will listen later on for years to come, Father God. We pray blessings over everybody for years to come who will listen to this show right now, Father God. No blessing, Father God, is too impossible for you, Father God. So we pray right now that you would just shower down supernatural seeds, Father God, of greatness over our lives. We believe, we trust you, Father God. No finance, Father God, is beyond your control, Father God. Control it all right now in the name of Jesus. We love you and we thank you and we believe. We stand on your word and your promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Shine Lord Radio. Be sure to join us on Wednesday, not Monday, not Tuesday, but Wednesday, for the After the Lights Go Out at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all have a wonderful week.
But they can still listen on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, y'all can still listen on Tuesday. We got to rewind for you. And we might have a mix for you on Monday. We don't know yet.
We're going to have a mix.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. down, and I know. Got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.